Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Intersection. That was a nice Thursday night, October the 26th or whatever. Please welcome, my name is Susan Mizrahi, yes, and please welcome my fellow co-host, the Madame du jour, Miss Jahira Balenciaga. Hey, Jahira. Jahira. Now I know she's there. Okay, Shady. Y'all can welcome Mr. Shady Prada. Hello, Shady.
Hi.
Shady.
How you doing, Susan? What's up?
I'm good. Hey, shit. I got Jahira on the line, but she ain't saying nothing. Unless she got her phone muted.
Yeah.
Jahira,
unmute
your phone. Now, by now, she would have took it off mute. She must have stepped away. Yep, that's
right.
Her.
Let's do it anyway.
Oh,
that ain't
your
hybrid. Huh?
Oh,
no, I know. I said, she's here.
But that was her, but it's not.
Okay.
Whoever it was went away.
Yeah, I want to apologize for Mimi today. She, somebody surprised her with some tickets, and she's upset, but she said she'd definitely be here next week.
Mm-hmm. For an extended visit?
Oh, yeah, I told her I'm going to keep it for 2 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me try this again. Is that the Madame du jour, Jahira Balenciaga?
I'm hoping so. Can you hear me?
Hey, darling. Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, y'all.
I'm trying to... See, sometimes when I'm doing switchboard, I'll be doing a whole bunch of other stuff. One is being nosy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Yep, that's who I thought it was. But anyway, tonight we're going to have on the icon, Andre Mizrahi. He has a birthday ball this weekend. He'll be coming on soon. Sooner or later. I think he's on the road. So I told him, call in when you got somewhere where it's not so loud. But then again, knowing Andre, he might not even be on the road yet. But somebody's having something. Somebody's having something in Carolina. So that's where they're on the road too today. So what's up with y'all? What's up with you, Jahira? I saw you were having a busy day.
Oh my God! Yeah.
One of those.
Today we just can we just throw the whole day away?
This is the highlight.
I'll tell you now.
Oh, God. That's sad.
Yeah. class was fine, but then I got to my fieldwork placement and just proceeded to delicately stick my whole foot in my mouth front of a supervisor. It was just one of those, the synapse between that which takes place in your head and that which comes out of your mouth just apparently fired out. And I have a paper to write tonight that's due tomorrow. And, it's living the dream here, people. Living the dream.
So why would you wait till the night before to write a paper?
I mean, I've started on it. Don't get me wrong. I've got to bone it the whole night.
You got the framework. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote my name down. So there's
that.
Okay. yeah.
No outlines and all that bullshit. Okay.
Nah. Not so much.
I stopped writing.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Today was uneventful, other than Shady telling me at 2:30 that our guest wasn't coming on after I've been promoting like a whore.
Hey,
me and Kelly. And you weren't on. You weren't on live. You know, then Kelly was promoting it on her live with like 700 people on there.
Well, I was at work. Remember?
You all. That's always an excuse. Don't I give a fuck about you having a job, Nikki? When are you gonna understand it?
No, I'm saying I was at work, so when I finally looked at my phone today, that's when I found out.
Okay, I got you.
Well, I called, turned a reminder, and she was about to call me to be exact.
Shit happens at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day. I mean, would you turn down the color purple? I know I wouldn't.
No, for real, honestly, my word is bond. My word is bond. And if it ain't my kids or my grandchild, yes, I to keep my word, I would do just about anything. That's how I am.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyway.
We'll deal with her when she can.
Now, I would ask if a person, it depends on how, you know, what kind of situation it is. This is not a life, you know, what do you call it? Live or die situation. But my word is bond. And the first thing, if I had to break my word, like if JoJo had to take him to the doctor or whatever, even with that first opportunity I got, I would make sure that whoever my word was going to be broken to would know. And that's the best I can do. But it wouldn't be about this entertainment versus that entertainment. It's just about, to me, in that situation, it would be about that friend's feelings, you know what I'm saying, more than what the event is. Is somebody going out of their way to do something nice for me, that would mean a lot to me. And that I can understand. Just the fact that it's the color purple don't mean shit to me. It means more to me that somebody was kind enough to do something nice for her unexpectedly. You feel me? Jaira, you understand?
Yeah.
Right.
Nodding ladies, silently.
Ladies a dick. Yeah. Mhm. But I'm sure. I know. I heard you. Shady, come on now. You're not used to me giving you a hard time. This, you know what? You and Andre. Well, Andre don't take offense. Well, other people around him, like when we going at each other, they don't know how many ditches, whores, and fat old ladies he be calling me. So when they hear me saying something to Andre, they be like, "Oh, now you so harsh with him." I'm like, "This fuck out of here." You. And same thing with Shady. Shady be on the radio trying to act like, oh, it's just a pity party. And then he'll call me to my bitch. Next time I text you, you better reply. Like, you got fucking whore. I mean, all kinds of shit. I'm like, who are you talking to? You, bitch. I'm like, oh, my God. Jahari, that's the kind of conversation me and Shady be having. I'm like, who are you talking to? He's like, you, bitch. I'm like, am I right or wrong, Shady?
Bitches and whores.
You right.
Mm-hmm.
You right.
Yeah, but people be seeing us. They be like, dang, he's a hard one. Shady, y'all just don't understand how this man is. Oh my God.
Jahari,
I can't do anything but laugh. But I got
there's
you.
Nothing.
See, you keep calling me. Have you been on YouTube, bro?
YouTube for what?
To learn how to build a website.
So, let's get off of me. I'm over here.
Let me tell you,
I'm
off of you. Trust me, I'm off of you. I'm over you, actually. But this is what I do.
Right.
I had a friend years ago who was struggling with her fixing her washing machine. I said, "Have you go on YouTube?" She said, "I'm not going to YouTube. Well, I don't want to hear no music." I said, "No, go on YouTube and punch in the model number of your washing machine." That bitch fixed that washing machine that day. I'm telling you, you can fix just about anything. My daughter fixed her fucking carburetor off a YouTube video. I believe. I'm a YouTube believer.
You know, I could call somebody to have this website built, but I just want to do it myself. So I need to learn how to do it.
So
I can have somebody do it in 5 minutes.
And YouTube is not going to do it for you, but they will tell you how.
I'm illiterate right there.
Wait a minute. Have we talked about this yet? Because, you know, Shady, there's a new business venture that you should be getting some congratulations for. Could we tell our listeners about it if they don't know?
He's trying to wait till he finishes this part, the website part.
Oh, Father. Well, you know, I've had the name taken for me as a company for other ventures for years. And I have a passion for years. My license plate's been for years.
So
I have a store. I have a certificate to buy a store, everything but me and my procrastinating ass. I just really never got into it, but I came to the conclusion this year that I'm sick of buying everybody's hats and stuff like that. So I want to put something out there that means something. Like, you know, my company is, has a meaning to it. Like, you know, it's about take me for me is exactly what it is. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm big, small, dark, light, you know, a little silly, stupid, funny. And that's for anyone. It doesn't discriminate and everything. So I just said this year, well, badass, honestly, Susan thinking on my ass about it, but badass was saying this year, you know, I really need to get into it. And a lot of stuff that I wear, people want. So the basis of Take Me For Me will be is, like, any hat that I sell, I'm only doing a limited edition number, only 25, because I hate to see somebody else's some shit that I have on. So, you know, we know it's going to happen, but that's kind of, like, something that I don't like. So to maximize on it, it's like, to minimize on somebody wearing it, you know, because we want the brand out there, but we want everybody to have their own personal touch. So I'm doing I started with the hats. We're going far with it. We're doing hats. We're doing sweatpants and everything. But I started with the hats right now. And the pin hat collection, because somebody said, well, that's a lot for a Scully. But let me explain something. The Scullies is great Scullies. They're not that cheap, you know, that cheap shit. They're real thick Scullies, beanies. And the pins for the hats run anywhere from $10 to $15. I'm not making that much or a profit off the pins if I'm buying them for $10 to $15. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's why the price for that is that. But the thing about it is when you finish with the pins on the hat, if you want to put it on your bag, you can put it on your purse, you can wear it anywhere. So it's a multi-function item also, you know what I'm saying? Those can be customized. And then the other side to the customer, the company also is that with your hat, say Tahira wants a pink hat with purple writing, I can do that. Or everything is going to be embroidered. You know, you don't have to stay in. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you want. If you want a red hat with green writing, I could do that too. To customize like that, it just take a little longer because I have to take it to get it done. But it can be done. So I'm sitting here right now struggling since I got off of work, which I worked like a slave today because we have the food packages now. So I have to process about 15 packages a day. On top of my other work, so I'm just like,
Violin.
I actually took the hats to work. I took the hats to other work, and I shot them myself at work. I'm looking at the pictures now. I made a little backdrop. I had the camera, and I just started shooting in between working. So, yeah, I'm doing double duty now. I want to shout out Badass. Badass the backbone, and Susan is the brains, and I'm the face of Take Me For Me, and that's the company.
Y'all
like,
trouble from the brains.
What you say?
I said you're in trouble from the brains.
What you say, Susan? Yeah.
I said you are in trouble if I am the brains.
Oh, God.
But I'm gonna inbox you something real quick. It's GoDaddy website builder tutorial from YouTube.
I'm on it right now. Don't be that person.
You,
I bought the domain.
You on GoDaddy?
So I spent $100-some and I got the domain. So I have to takemeforme.com and I have to take me for me.
I'm not talking about that. I said build.
Building
the website,
right,
not buying the website. Well, I inbox you anyway. How about that?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
I'm always here for you. The brain, remember?
The
brain.
That's the brain. The brain's with the digits.
Pinky in the brain.
I want to do it myself.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I can have this website done in 10 minutes, but I just really want to do it myself.
Okay, and if you get a tutorial, you're still doing it yourself. And Jahira, you know what? You are so retarded. And I mean it in the best possible way. So apparently Billy Joel, this is Jahira, everybody, today. So apparently Billy Joel had another baby at 68 years old. What the hell? Are they supposed to bond over diaper changes? See, some people just don't they need their Facebook privileges revoked.
I'm just...
And leave my man, Billy. He is kind of old to have a baby. Who do you have a baby by?
His wife. It's her second kid by him. And I guess she's 30-something. And he's got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. Like, shit is just irresponsible to me. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, well.
Only thing that kid is going to get left is a legacy.
Does he have grandkids by now?
Hell yes. His daughter with Christy Brinkley is like 30-some shit years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Mm. He had a wife before
then. Because you can doesn't mean that you should.
Exactly.
Please, he can tell you where he was when Lincoln was stuck. Stop it.
Okay. Oh, Billy Joel is cool, though. His music and his older music. I don't know what he's doing now.
Oh, yeah. In fifth grade, you were the coolest kid in school. You could sing all the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire. So I was determined to learn. And I did.
Of course.
It was a high point in my life.
I was a Barry Manilow fan.
You were a fan of Low?
Oh, yeah.
That's
hard
beautiful.
Body. Hard body. Every song, knew every word. Don't even get me started.
And I love how it was like just last year that he officially came out. Like, you were banging on a keyboard at a bathhouse with Bette Midler in the 70s, and you're just now coming out. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Coming out. He's always gay to me.
Yeah.
I like his music. I didn't care about that. I didn't want to date the man. But I knew a couple of guys who wanted to. And it wasn't even one of Hollywood's best-kept secrets. Everybody knew he was, gay.
And shout out to Lola Mizrahi, because every time Jack ever sang Copacabana for her LSS, I keep.
Okay. He always called her name was Lola. Oh, my God, Jack.
Although I'm about to blow up her spot, I don't know if she's listening right now, but speaking of people that ain't got no damn common sense, I want to shout out the icon, the CEO, the self-made, the big bad boss lady, Kelly Mizrahi, because last night this woman had me crying in a fetal position from laughing. Susan, I got to tell you about your homegirl.
What was she doing?
So,
because I was
last night on Facebook Live, Kamaya Prescott, who has an absolutely amazing singing voice, was on live and she was singing and had Kelly on as a guest. And when I tell you, bitch, Kelly gave you every bit of Simon Cowell, her face was so stony. She looked like she had never smiled in her life. And she was, and this girl is singing her heart out. And Kelly got like the Mount Rushmore face, and I was crying real tears.
And you said Kamaya was good, and Kelly still was soul face.
Yes, Kamaya's got a listen. Kamaya's anointed, low key, high key, Mariah
really?
Carey. Yeah,
what?
That child can sing, but Kelly,
like
was
young
just,
Mariah,
I don't know if she was distracted. She no, it gives
like,
more of
like
a 90s
Mariah,
but like Kamaya can sing to no order. Yeah, like no bullshit. But just Kelly, I don't know if she had some other shit on her mind, but she just—if you could have seen her face. She was not there for none of it, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Kelly's hilarious anyway when she wants to be.
Yes.
Whatever suits the moment, or sometimes maybe not so suited, but whatever she's feeling, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very proud of her because a lot of people thought, I mean, from way back in the day, we won't use those names that we used to nickname, but people thought that was, different eras that she's been through, they thought that was, this is the end of you. you know, she went away and okay, that's the end of that. Came
yeah.
back, rebuilt herself. Time when she came back, she really has invested in Kelly
yes.
as far as not doing the things that are going to lead her back to where she, you know, the little breaks that she was taking.
Yeah.
And it's really just branding herself. I'm very proud of her. She's, you know, because a lot of times, especially as women, we don't invest in ourselves. We ride in everybody else's coattails, and we don't invest in ourselves. We don't feel, you know, it's worth the time.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of her that she's, you know, gotten rid of some demons and really gotten
mm-hmm.
into what's going to make her happy. She's not all the way there yet, but I see her on the road.
Well on her way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's like,
and you know, whatever
one break away from me.
I'm sorry. Well, for
no,
me, it's just whatever incarnations Kelly's had over the years, and there have been many, her bottom line at this point, trans woman of color really living in autonomy and agency,
mm-hmm.
and the fruits of her labor are manifesting right before our eyes. And I'm personally, despite whatever history may have incurred, like, how can anybody not support that? Like, I'm so
mm-hmm.
honored that I'm on the Just Kelly Network, because
right.
Just Kelly did this thing.
It's part of history, actually. With people would recognize. But we always want to look back and say, oh, that was a special moment. No, live now. I understand it now and appreciate it now.
Yeah.
This woman's doing some
yeah.
things. And I've had people, you know, I've heard people tell her, you know, how much she's inspired them to go ahead and do what they want to do. And, you know, some people feel like, oh, if you don't achieve what you're going to achieve at 29, it, you know, basically you're trapped. If that's true, most of the things that we consider success wouldn't even exist, because they came after people were well in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So I commend her. I'm proud of her.
Me too.
I shocked her yesterday. She called me yesterday about saying, I said something on somebody's post. She's like, leave that alone. I was like, look, don't tell me what the fuck to say. I know she was clutching pearls and some more shit. She's probably like, wait a minute, who is this? Not in the who are you talking to kind of way. It's just, I don't usually say that. When Kelly says something, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I wasn't there for the shit yesterday. So if anybody's tuning in to hear, well, Shady, you can say your little two pieces again, because we got a lot more callers now. You can let them know what's going on or what's not going on.
Katie? Once again, I want to let everyone know that Mimi had to cancel on us at the last minute because somebody surprised her with a present, and she went. She was really upset, but she definitely will be here next week. And we're going to keep her a little longer than a regular hour. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, what we're probably going to do is have Jahira do her thing, and then while Kelly's on live, have some questions and things of that nature. Just mix it up a little bit. Make it fun.
Okay. I'll see if I can get her to get on to Kelly Live from Al.
Well, let's get that confirmed before we go. Yeah, before we even do anything. This is Andre. He's so stupid. Oh my God, he's so dumb. I can't stand him. Y'all laughing.
Yeah.
I can't stand Andre.
He's reading the film.
He said the number's not working. And something he was saying. Hold on, let me call this crazy man who I cannot stand. Let me see, Mr. Andre. Y'all, let me talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right.
Dum 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 dum. So
excuse me, yeah, hey Andre. Oh, go ahead.
I can't hear you.
Be quiet for a second, y'all. We're not. Excuse me for interrupting y'all, because I just wanted to bring him on with his ignorance. So please welcome. Please welcome. Who I consider the icon of icons today, Mr. Andre, the overall father of the house of Mizrahi, Andre Mizrahi. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
up,
why did you tell me that I had to call you? Andre? Oh, now he's going to act like he can't hear me. Andre? He's really doing a lot. See, y'all gonna, I'm gonna start cussing in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was trying to put my headphones on so I could hear better, but my phone was carrying.
Well, you kind of loud right now, so I don't know what you need headphones for. You driving?
Yeah, but I'm going to park anyway. But, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I tried to call, but, you know, I'm bootleg, so my phone was not dialing that number, that 5-6, whatever that is.
Whatever.
But I'm here. No.
So, Andre, you got your 54th birthday coming up, right?
54th, girl, you trying?
Got a birthday coming up. Your birthday is 29. What day is that?
That's actually Sunday.
Oh, okay, Sunday. But your ball is Saturday.
Yeah, the ball is actually Saturday, yeah.
Well, before we get, let's just talk a little bit about the ball. Have you pulled over yet?
No, but I can still talk. The ball, basically, it's a mini deluxe. Probably all together, maybe like $3,000 to give it out. Still a lot of money, but 90% of it is sponsored from different people.
Oh Lord, sponsored ball. That means people ain't giving up money because I know how sponsored balls go.
93% gave. About two or three people carried, but. But other than that, the ball should still be a great ball. Everything is almost 90% of the categories is cash, period.
Okay.
Everything is calling for certain things, and then it got the sponsor under it. Everything is on Facebook.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If they were looking for it on Facebook, they look up Andre's birthday ball?
Yeah, it says Andre's 49.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll bring up everything.
It's gonna be hot. I wish I was in Atlanta.
It should be busy because I didn't have one for like 2 years. So this I'm bringing it actually back this year because I didn't do it last year and the year before. So it's been a minute, and then I'm really waiting for 50 next year. I'm not really that sad. I'm waiting for next year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. As the old folks used to say, "The hiring, Lord willing."
Okay.
Lord willing. But, I mean, you're going to really do it up big for 50. Are you ready to announce
that
it's going to call, or are you going to wait till after this one?
Yeah. No, we're going to wait.
We're going to wait.
But I'm really going to do it big. Like, it's the biggest ball I have ever done in life.
You know I'm still waiting on the pictures, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to make sure you get them done. But you know I'm a little slow.
A little? Okay.
Yeah, let me just think.
So, Andre, I wanted to get the ball out of the way. We'll talk about it again before you leave. But one question that was on my mind today to ask you what is the biggest concern right now about ballroom?
What is the biggest fear?
What is your biggest concern when you think about ballroom? What bothers you the most about whatever's going on? And how many years have you been in ballroom?
30 years now. It'll be coming up 30 years in probably about 5 months or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. My biggest fear in ballroom would be, I guess just the respect of the new generation and the old generation, where it's so divided, and where if we have respect, I think everything else will just fall in place.
What does respect look like to you?
Garbage. That to me, this is what's tearing the ballroom down, is because the respect is so horrible. The new generation is by themselves. The old generation is by themselves. There might be 3% that's trying to merge. You know, it might be 4% that's trying to merge both groups together, but it's completely terrible. And from the drugs to sex, rock and roll, no one respects each other, and it's tearing the complete scene down to me.
So, I mean, yep. who's going to be who's responsible for that as far as who can speak up? And it doesn't have to be one person, but what is it going to take to turn that around?
I don't think it takes one person. The only way I think it completely can turn around is if we all get together as some of the new generation as well as the old generation get together and do it as one. If we can't do it as one, truthfully, the industry going to come and just take everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slowly but surely, they are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're allowing it.
And that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's like we're renting ballroom. We don't take ownership of it. Oh. Jahari, go ahead and answer the question. I got to take a couple of pills.
Hey, Jack.
Well, what would take... Hey, Andre, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm cool. I can't complain.
I'm glad. I did want to ask you, there was a pretty big post made the other day on Facebook. There seems to be a pretty solid divide between how judging in ballroom is taking place these days. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be from an era where there were stern judges on a panel. I'm not sure. But yeah, okay. I'm blessed to be part of an era where there were some stern judges on the panel. And judging seems to have gotten a lot more permissive in recent years, but you still have those, certain judges who are very strict, very regimented, have really strong opinions. In a day like today where it seems like, people are spending more money on effects, more money on entrance fees, more money on traveling than ever was before, would you like to see a return to the stern days of judging, or do you think that judges should start relaxing a little bit?
I see both. Some judges need to relax because they're not really doing what they need to do. But then I do feel that it's about 5% or even 10% of the older judges that is doing what they need to do, but they're getting slandered because of all the rest of them, and they're putting it into one big box. I do feel that the new generation, some of them should start judging, as well as I'm one of the ones that always put new people on my panel, meaning they have a name, but they might be a new legend or something. So I've been doing this for years. Now, what I don't like is when you are an icon or a pioneer, you come to the balls, and 90% you might don't walk. So you're not one of the kids just to sit back and run around and just be a big kid. So the only joy that you might get out of it is a piece of stars and statements or judging or even sitting on a stage. But everybody cannot sit on a stage that is not judging. So it puts you out there, me, myself, like if I don't want to run around because I don't never run around in ballroom. I'll sit there and judge, and then actually I'll go home. Other than that, because I can't, if I'm not judging, I'm not even sitting there watching the ball because I'm not into it like that where I could just sit there and watch a whole ball. So if I'm coming to a ball, I'm only coming to judge and give respect of who I am to, for whoever function that was. So I see both. Mm-hmm. I see both sides. I do see where the new generation, some of them should judge. And I do see the old generation, some of them should not judge. But for them to say all the icons and pioneers should sit down, bite motherfucking bricks. Now, that I don't agree with at all.
That's just how I see it.
Yep. Is that what the post said, Jahari? Because I didn't read the said post. Was it
suggesting that icons sit down? It wasn't. Let's get down to it. I'm referring specifically to James Icon's post in defense of Ashley's history and style, and that spoke mainly to performance, but people also brought the judging component into it. that Ashley is sort of one of the last remaining real gavel-banging judges in the scene, and sort of her approach being willing to chop her own blood relative.
Yeah, but why I said it the way I said it is because many houses, I hear them talking, they come up to me as well as Ms. Rahi's saying all the icons should just sit down and let all the new generation just take over. Really?
We didn't sit down.
I mean, they didn't sit down and let us take over, the Peppers, the Orients, and all the rest of them. They didn't. We had to pay. We had to do what we had to do to get a spot. It was no, just sit down because you. And I think really the new generation just want to be pushed into our spot so badly. That's why they're doing anything or saying anything just to get there. Instead of waiting their turn.
Agreed.
Yep, that's how I see it.
Right. And people always talk about that, you know, how defeated they feel when they lose to an icon or when they lose to a pioneer, whatever the case may be. But you don't talk about the other side of, like, what that feels like to win. You know, there are plenty of people who have been shocked by
that's usually how it come up. It always come up when a newcomer is losing. But when at 80% of the time, if I lose against somebody, oh, it's fine. Oh, Andre just lost. But let me win. Then it's very, oh, child, he needs to sit down. He walks too much and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so one-sided sometimes. And it's sad that it is that way. But.
And does that affect you?
If I was in their shoes, I would be more happy to walk against an icon because you have so much to gain. We don't have nothing to gain but money if we win. We have nothing to gain. So you should kind of be happy that you can walk against the ones that you looked up to. But they don't see it that way. They just see it that old child. They need to sit in.
Exactly. I said that to somebody the other day, like, you know, it's shady. I still walk so you can say that you beat me. That's, and if you stay in the game long enough, that, and somebody asks you, well, where's your receipt of who you beat and how did you become a legend or who did you beat? They can say, well, I beat that one. I beat this two-time Hall of Fame icon, or I beat this one. You know what I'm saying? But people don't look at it like that.
They don't. That doesn't say
I'm proud of
it. It's so one-sided. It's sad. And I think, don't get me wrong, and I'm one that tries to look in both from both sides of the view, but it's so sad that so many icons is fucking bitter, and so many stars and statements and legends is the same way. So it's like, where do you go with this? Because nobody want to get together and make one unified panel. And this is why all the shit is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of areas that I don't agree with. And one thing that really, if I come to a ball, it's more than likely I've read the categories and I thought this could be interesting. But then I get there, and whoever's promoting the ball don't give a fuck about what the category, let everything slide. I'm like, so why am I here? Because, I mean, I can watch this bullshit right here on YouTube. Especially if it looks interesting on the paper, okay, this is going to create some competition, and I'm expecting this one to walk and that one to walk. People just come out of the blue looking like any old thing. Don't try to fit the category, and you just let it go. Because you got, so to me, it makes me feel like you just wanted the money. You didn't care about holding true to what you said the event was going to be about. So, to me, if you ask for, you know, Bogan in a red bottom shoe, I don't care if she painted motherfucking red. I want to see some, when she go up, I want to see the bottom of her shoe red. I mean, like I said, I don't care if she painted with blood, with paint, whatever. Just be true to the categories. Don't be a punk or don't be greedy and just say, okay, oh, just let it go. No. I mean, what's the category for if you don't have to fulfill it? I don't get it.
Yep.
but to me, that's just a. It makes me feel like he just wanted to get some people in there and just get some money and go home. You don't care about the integrity of the ball.
I mean, that's another thing. A lot of people don't. You know, the more you go with ballroom, the more people just don't care. They just do it. I mean, it was always fun, but we did it because we cared as well. But some people just do it because for fun and they don't give a fuck about it.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, back in the day, people would get you for, if they called for military, honey, they act like they were, you know, served 20 years in the military, and they'd be clocking all kinds of shit on your damn outfit. Now it's just, they can call for military, you can come out there and throw garbage on it, not even military. It's just, I don't know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, the lack of what you call it, fashion completely for ballroom is horrible. Completely horrible. Horrible, horrible. You could say all black, and then they still want to wear white shoes, you know, or want to wear a different color or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not all black.
Yeah, and a touch of silver doesn't mean that you got on a whole silver pair of pants.
Yeah, that's another thing. A touch of silver, they got on 80%. What the hell? Like, really? And then if you chop them, then you have a big argument because their house is on their side for that wrong shit.
Knowing they wrong.
Yep. And that's another part of that's wrong. How you going to be? I understand if you on your side, on your kid's side when they're right. But you,
mm-hmm.
it's 90% be on a kid's side when they're completely wrong, only to show them that they're on their side. That don't make it no better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not with that jumping up, approaching the judges shit. Because, see, somebody going to get hurt one day. If you ever jump towards me, I'm going to shoot your ass. You know, because I'm too old and too fat to be out here fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But they jump up, they act like they're getting to bash somebody. I'm like, man, if you don't back the fuck up. Somebody put this person out now before it becomes a thing. You know, all that aggression is uncalled for. Because any given ball, anybody can win or lose. So just because you've been winning, you know, this is your seventh straight ball and you haven't lost, doesn't mean today is not today.
Yep. Right. That is so true.
And you can have faith on the gods, but just the angle, it could be anything. Did the judges see somebody else? Because the faith kids, really, they really be getting devastated, especially when they get chopped, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a couple of chops at the Lon Van Ball that were hilarious. I just cackled. It was so funny to me because the person just looked like a what? A chop?
Bewildered.
Yes. Confused completely. Completely. So, Andre, how do you feel? Somebody chopped you for a category. Do you? I mean, because usually you take your time to bring the category, but still they can say, I don't see it.
Yep.
But how do you expect somebody to react to that? Do you want them to just always just turn around and keep pumping? You know, go sit down somewhere, go change clothes, whatever.
You talking about the contestant, or you talking about how the judges, or who? What you talking about?
How to receive a chop? How people when you
to
when
me
you
to
know somebody tried you when you know somebody is trying you, like trying to get you out of the way for their girlfriend or whatever. I mean,
mm-hmm.
how do you respond to that?
If you on the runway and you know they did that on purpose, I still wouldn't stop nobody's ball because that's just not right. But at the same time, I would go, if I'm not a leader, I would go to the leader,
mm-hmm.
you know, and tell them exactly what happened so they can fix the mm-hmm. situation. It might can't be fixed that day, but, yeah, that needs to be handled in that way. I have got tried many of times or got chopped or whatever. I don't upset nobody's ball. I try to figure out what I'm going to do afterwards to get them back, period.
So you're not going to take your shoes off on the runway and throw them at the judge?
No, that's just, that to me, that makes you look stupider, really.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm not doing all that, not Andre, anyway.
Mm-hmm. some of these judges be really trying it. And you know what I feel? I've always said that some judges, they're not getting their life that night. They know that they're just there to sit there and judge. And like you said, they may get a little taste of, you know, LSS or whatever. But it's like they come there to interfere, to inject themselves into the festivity. It's like it's not enough because to me it's an honor to be asked to judge. It should be treated as such. But you can't just sit there and do. You got one job, and you can't just sit there and do your job. You gotta be shady. You gotta be chopping people to get your girlfriend through. You gotta give it to. Just do your motherfucking job. God damn.
Yeah, but you know what I you know what I've realized too, Susan, is a lot of people is ballroom is so gone now. Like you said, the only fame they do have is feeling fab because they are that legend or icon to be on a panel to show they're relevant. But that's not enough. So to stand out, that's when they be facetious and chop somebody. And that's what happens a lot with a lot of these legends and icons.
So where does the promoter come in at, though? Because for me, if it's my ball and I see that you're trying it, you're getting the fuck up. You're getting the
but
fuck
a lot
up.
But a lot of promoters is not controversy. So they don't want either their house to go through it. They don't want to argue with whoever it is because they might be a fighter. So a lot of promoters is not going to stand for what's worthy and what's right. They're going to be behind it and ain't going to like what's going on and maybe even say something quiet to one of their house members, but they're not going to stand for it. And some promoters don't give a fuck long as they're making a change at the door.
That's what I'm saying.
No
that's,
shade.
That's why I stopped going to a lot of events because they just don't care.
You don't even see that many promoters stand in the front of their ball and watch the whole ball and try to sit here and make sure nothing is going wrong so it can continue. It's not that many that do that, period. And you always need, if it's three promoters on a flyer, one of y'all need to be in the front all the time so they won't have to run around and screaming. And if you notice, any balls that me or Jack give, I'm always sitting there on the stage somewhere, and Jack running around doing whatever he got to do, because it's always going to be some type of drama, always.
That's true.
But hey, I mean, it's to each his own, and you can't really tell nobody how to run their ball, especially when they've been out as many years as I have or whatever. But ballroom is just getting worse and worse, and it's getting worse and worse with just the respectful things and shit like that. But at the same time, it's getting better because the industry is picking it up in so many great ways. But I don't even know which one is going to win. They're running neck to neck, good and bad.
I would like to see some industry people come to a ball down in Atlanta.
And they came to some years ago. They just stopped now, but they used to come a lot. They used to come a lot, but now they stopped because they really didn't. You know, Atlanta messed up their ballroom a lot, too, because they have a lot of bullshit with them, too, where everybody just wants their girlfriends to win, their crackhead girlfriends, so they can get high together or whatever they do. You're like for instance, I don't know the con boy name. He's a sex survivor. This happened like the last boy that was down here. This was 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. It was an AIDS benefit ball where they had to everybody was coming to support to so the money could go to the AIDS war. So the category was sex siren. This is one of the top sex siren boys that's in ballroom. Period. So don't get me wrong. He walked against this new child, which is a cat boy, and they might not like what I'm going to say, but hey, whatever. The new boy is sexy, but he's a cat boy, and the other child is drop dead gorgeous to me completely. I'm only one vote, but I'm just saying to me, drop dead gorgeous, and to ballroom because every time the child walks, he gets an uproar completely from the back, and everybody wants to know, bitch, who the fuck is he? So for this boy to walk, and they all give it to this little cat boy, bitch, in Atlanta, I was not ready, bitch. I had my whole mouth dropped to the floor, bitch. Out of seven judges, he got 2 votes, and the cat boy got 5. And don't get me wrong, if you're running neck to neck with Sex Siren against somebody and they're both completely sexy, then you go by the selling and who's turning it. But if one, to me, is beating you out completely where they really is sexy without moving, bitch, then, you know, to me, you don't have to sell like the other one is going crazy selling it. Because the other one has to, because he already is turning him anyway.
Right.
But that was just too much for me. But that's Atlanta. That's Atlanta, too. Atlanta, and not only Atlanta, I don't want y'all to ever think it's not happening everywhere else. All the states are doing it. I mean, Chicago's doing it. The only state I can say ain't really doing it is New York, because they don't even have that many votes. Where these major boys is at, Chicago, Atlanta, them is the 2 main states, and everybody else, and sometimes the Carolinas, different states, they need to stop the bullshit and start really, really giving it to who the fuck deserve it and leave it like that, period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Now, let me ask you about this. This is something I know you speak out against, the violence in ballroom.
One, I never, in my whole 30 years, never been scrambling on the floor fighting nobody for no bullshit. Don't get me wrong. If somebody slap you, you slap them the fuck back. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, all this violence is not going to end up into somebody either in jail, dead. It's, everything else already happened. So, what ain't nothing left but jail and dead on critical.
They've been in jail.
Oh, they've been in jail, too, so ain't nothing left but dead. Critical and dead. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And when would y'all stop? That's what y'all want to see? So, I don't even know where to go with it, but I did say, you know, I'm going to definitely make some type of amendment or something where when the bitches fight, whoever hit who first is not coming to balls. So we're going to try 6 months or a year straight something first. Because it got to start somewhere. Somebody got to care because we ain't going to have no balls. Period.
Right.
Well, it's not going to be safe because I'm damn sure not going to. If I know somebody is feuding and they say, I'm a bitch, I'm going to get you in Philly, I'm going to get you in New York, whatever, I'm not coming to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So really, yep. Nobody's going to be checking them at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And a bullet knows nobody's name.
They damn sure don't. And I'm too old to be sitting here scrambling. I don't care if I don't look my age. I'm not fighting out here fighting like I'm 19 years old. The hell?
I just can't see myself explaining to my family that I'm going to all these other places and I'm going to wait to go to a ball. I'm supposed to be having fun. And I come back with my eyeball hanging out.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. They should be able to see stuff that happened to some of the other ones that's permanent, that's completely their face is slashed or something that's on them permanently.
Right.
For the rest of your life, you got to look in the mirror and see this, but that's not enough either. That's too much for me right there.
Well, getting out of the violence, what are some of the things you've been most proud about happening in ballroom to you, you know, with yourself or with other people or just ballroom in general?
Well, I'm really glad that ballroom is picking up with more of, you know, the contestants being on TV and following their dreams and doing whatever they want to do now. Because at one time, nobody was doing anything. I'm on the phone. Hold on, I'm finished. I'm finished. Nobody was doing nothing. I think they were scared. I think they were scared of their opportunity to show their talent to see how far they can get. But now, you know, and I'm proud that I'm one of those that showed them they can't do it. You know, I was one of those that showed everybody that, bitch, it don't matter. Whatever you got talent of, try to do the best and get as far as you can. So, you know, I'm proud of the Ponies, and well, Pony been doing it, and the Deshaun, the Laomis, you know, whoever, the Trays, you know, everybody that's the genre that's basically on TV doing everything that they're doing is amazing to me. It's amazing, and I think it's so much more talent, but they just pay it right now.
Mm-hmm. It really is a lot of talent. Because, I mean, I watch just about everything Deshaun does internationally and locally. I'm really impressed because he's just such a positive person. And
that's a better thing. When you are a sweet person or a positive person, more will come to your way. More, I think, truthfully, that's basically why God is always behind me, is because I don't think that I was never a bad person. So I'll be blessed so many different ways. Even when I'm not blessed or think I'm not blessed, something will turn around completely for me. And I think that's really one of the reasons, is because I was never one of the idiots in ballroom.
One of the assholes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a witness. You've been down and almost out, but God.
Many of times. And then I wake up and everything is completely turned around some type of way, mm-hmm. and I'm like, ain't nobody could have done that but God, because I don't know how that worked.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep.
I pray His mercy continues to follow you, as they say, all the days of your life.
Yeah.
But getting back to the ball, we're going to close out with the ball. Tell us again, when is the ball? Where is the ball?
Yeah, the ball is Saturday, the 28th, really actually the 29th, because it's starting after 12, so it's actually on my birthday, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's downtown in Atlanta. It's called Mojo's. The spot is called Mojo's, and it's on MLK. It's 868 MLK. No, I think it's, no, I'm sorry, it's 840 MLK. Right in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's going to be a really late event, but it should be fine and cool. All the cash is basically there, so everybody come and just have fun and enjoy the day, and bring me my little gifts, and I thank you.
The categories again are under Andre 49.
Oh yeah, it says Andre's 49th birthday, and you would. And in my event page on Facebook, and this will come right up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Next year we'll be hitting them with the big 5-0. You and Shady be hitting the big 5-0.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Come on, Shady.
Mm-hmm. Coming through.
He's planning on doing something.
Yes.
He's trying to take the bitch out of the country.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
We'll see what y'all president has for us by then.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't even bring him up.
It'd be interesting. If we're not at war, then yeah, we can be doing all that. But.
Okay, because I ain't going. I ain't going to nobody country near nobody country if you're in war.
Mm-mm.
You mean got might, shot out the sky.
They might not let you back in.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-mm. So how's Tony Revlon doing? Have you talked to him lately?
Yeah, I spoke to Tony yesterday morning or the night before, one of them. But yeah, he's great. He's doing well. He's still working.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well though.
I'm proud of him too. I haven't talked to him in about a month.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Well, Andre, we really appreciate you coming on, and I want everybody, if you're on the show now and you want to say happy birthday to Andre, just press 1. We're definitely going to wish him a happy birthday. We really want you to be happy and prosperous and successful with whatever you do. And just remember God in all that you do. And I think that you'll continue to have success, even like you said, when it might not look like success. It's not a complete, utter destruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always have God first. And I thank everybody for thanking me for that, for even having to be 49 is a blessing, period, to even live to be 40 anything. It's a blessing on this earth.
Yeah. There's so many of our friends
that started
out in ballroom are gone.
Yeah.
From the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there having fun, y'all, please wrap it up or use PrEP every day. It's not a pill that you take when you just about to go and get some.
Mm-hmm.
It's a regimen that you have to be on every day, and there's a time frame. I think it's 2 weeks you need to be on it before you even start stepping out there.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, you just know you need to do PrEP and a condom.
Okay, so you blow up.
Wrap your whole body up. If you want it that bad. But thank you, Andre. And you're on your way to somebody's ball in North Carolina?
Yeah, so this is the start of my birthday today. I'm going to have a little ball in North Carolina. Just to enjoy myself, because it ain't too much to do in Atlanta on a Thursday that I like anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Y'all welcome.
Thank you, Andre.
Shady,
you're welcome, baby.
Get on that phone because we can't understand what you're saying. Shady was saying something to you.
Well, what's Shady said?
Happy birthday, enjoy yourself. I said happy birthday. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Well, next week, Andre, you got to be listening because we're going to have Mimi on from Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going
to
have
to send you to her house. She's going to be on if I have to send you because you in Atlanta. If I send Andre to her house to make sure she get her ass over there. I can't get to
her. I'll be there knocking on your door. Ringing the bell.
Pick up on you. Yeah, I'm going to be on her ass this week, though.
Yeah,
she was all right because I showed
her.
She was
tell her friend
like
that she had something to do on Thursday. So unless she won't have another surprise. Unless she bring her big old diamond. If she gave her a big old diamond, tell her she needs to come on live so we can see it.
I knew that's right.
So thank you all for listening. I don't see any hands up. People scared to talk because they're on here. But that's okay. We know you can wish Andre a happy birthday when it pops up on your Facebook page. So good
night,
everyone.
Shady. Good night,
children. Night,
night. Have a good night.
Good night, y'all.
Andre, be safe out there. Good night, everyone. And thank you for listening to The Intersection.